This is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. I've entitled this podcast, The Dark Ages. Chances that a biology teacher is an advocate for evolution? 1 out of 4. How can that be? I can't imagine a biology teacher not being an advocate for evolution. I studied biology in high school over 60 years ago. All these years, I thought that biology and life were somehow connected. Evolution had to do with the way life began. My teacher taught evolution. I made it to my retirement years with the thought that evolution, discovered using the scientific method, was rudimentary to all progress. It was an accepted truth that only a few reclusive folks would deny. What happened? When I was a kid, my thoughts roamed on to include ideas that when these old people die off, we will be left with only people who have been educated to rely on the scientific method and all that it offers. Now that I'm one of those older people, and I read, hear, and see things in the press that seem completely out of sync with science and the belief in reason. Shocking, to say the least. It's like we're going backwards in time, drifting back to the Dark Ages. We pick up the paper and read about global warming, and that over 95% of all scientists agree that it's a major problem that demands our attention. And yet we debate or even ignore the problem. What's happening? I saw where a biologist, who is also a politician, was the leading spokesman for anti-climate change in the great state of Minnesota. Then I followed the article to see that his degree in biology came from a noted Bible college. I have a feeling he would also be numbered among one of the 5% who deny evolution. In my darker moments, I sometimes wish for these purveyors of anti-science to be denied all scientific achievements. They would not be able to get vaccinated, operations, sanitary food, medical treatment by MDs, or magical little pills from pharmaceutical companies. Then they would be denied flights in airplanes, driving a car, or using their iPhone. Maybe this condition could be applied for only a short duration, just enough to teach them a lesson. It isn't easy making it through life. We see things and hear things that seem absurd to us. The rejection of selective scientific thought and the reliance on selective religious faith is one with which I have a hard time. Then there is the perversion of language that seems to accompany the rejection of science and reason. We use words to distort and confuse. Fair and balanced to describe a television network that doesn't even pretend to be fair and balanced serves as the perfect example today. Then there is the argument between those that would allow women to have abortion and those that are opposed. We could talk about them as those that favor allowing abortion or opposed to abortion, but we don't. We've invented the free to choose and right to life. Now, what is that all about? Who could be opposed to allowing the people the right to choose? Or allowing people the right to life? The phrases hide the issue. Confusion is intended and achieved. We see the same battle over the words Medicare or Social Security or raising taxes or death panels. We see people reformulating the meanings of words to suit themselves. They twist the language. They disguise their intention. One of my favorite perversions of the language has to do with the use of the phrase declaring war. Is it war or isn't it? How can people bomb cities, kill people by the thousands, send soldiers into other countries, and not admit that war is what they're doing? How does that work? Then there's the battle over the word torture. We all know what torture is, especially when it comes to waterboarding. Yet people had nerve enough to dispute it. How can we talk to one another? Then there's the acceptance by the Supreme Court that corporations have the same rights as people. How can corporations be considered people? This perversion of the language and the law was inserted by a law clerk over 100 years into our law, and it is still held as valid. How does that work? I've been pushed over the edge. Just when I thought we were coming together in our trust of scientific method and life based on reason, we drifted. Sometimes I think we changed course completely. Maybe I need to head back to the classroom, but I think that may be taking it a step too far. I think of the Three Stooges and the practical use of the dope slap that always seemed to straighten out the obviously stupid. Now if I could just think of a way. Here's a project for retired people. Our knowledge of history seems to be needed now more than ever. Maybe I'll have to have more conversations with my grandchildren. I know my own children are set. This is Retirement Talk. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Dell at retirementtalk.org.